This is Riddhi Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting commences amid some Sanskriti parties protest. Kamirita Sherpa and Lakpa Sherpa break their own records scaling Mount Everest. Prime Minister Balendra Saha commends the Sherpa community's contribution to Nepal's mountaineering history. Nepal government introduces a strategy to provide electric stoves with subsidy to reduce mounting cost of LP gas imports. And U.S. President Trump warns the clock is ticking for Iran as peace progress stalls. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers from the Shram Sanskriti Party stage a protest during today's session of the House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament. As the meeting began, party members, including Chairperson Harkaraj Rai, stood up their seats and displayed placards opposing the government. When they approached the speakers, well, they were halted by the House staff. In response to the party's demonstration, Speaker Dulprasad Arial remarked that the way of protest in the House by displaying the leaflets contravenes parliamentary norms and dignity. The party had also previously boycotted the meeting on the 14th of May due to Prime Minister Balendra Saha's absence to address the issues raised during the discussion on the policies and programs of the budget governed for the upcoming fiscal year. Today's agenda includes discussion on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Meanwhile, during the emergency session of the House of Representatives today, lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to issues ranging from the need to make roads safer to foreign employment. Kamirita Sherpa successfully summited Sagarmatha, popularly known as Mount Everest, a record 32nd time on Sunday, once again breaking his own record for the highest number of ascents to the tallest mountain in the world. Likewise, Lakpa Sherpa, popularly known as the Mountain Queen, scaled Sagarmatha for the 11th time on Sunday, setting a new record for the Mount Everest ascent by a female climber. Meanwhile, Assistant Sub-Inspector Nimi Diki Sherpa and Assistant Head Constable Anita Karki of the Armed Police Force Nepal scaled Mount Everest on behalf of the APF Nepal on Sunday morning. Karki and Sherpa are the third and fourth APF Nepal personnel to reach atop the Mount Everest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Saha has congratulated and expressed deep respect to legendary climbers Kamirita Sherpa and Lakpa Sherpa for their historic achievement on the world's highest mountain, Sagarmatha. In a congratulatory message posted on his social media X account on Sunday itself, Prime Minister Saha expressed his confidence that the climbers' extraordinary success would further strengthen Nepal's mountain tourism sector, besides making it more reliable, prestigious, and attractive on the global stage. The Prime Minister also commended the extraordinary and unparalleled contribution of Sherpa community to Nepal's mountaineering history. Nepal government has introduced a strategy to end grants for LP gas by a decade and provide subsidy in electric stoves. In view of the mounting cost for LP gas imports, the government made public the energy consumption growth and exports strategy. The strategy made public by the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has aimed at gradually reducing the use of LP gas. In order for enforcement of this plan, the consumers would be provided grants to electric stove and promote clean energy consumption. The Department of Customs recorded the import of cooking gas worth 41.65 billion rupees in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. The Ministry of Industry has also been designated as responsible agency to enforce the strategy. The Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Energy have established coordination to establish the project, setting the deadline of the fiscal year 2035 and 36. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has revamped its hotline number 1151. This upgrade allows not just for complaints to be registered, but also for them to be resolved more effectively. Since Energy Minister Braj Bhakta Shrestha took office, the ministry and its associated agencies have been rolling out a fresh approach focused on listening to complaints and addressing them quickly. Now, sports update. In the ICC World Cup Cricket League 2 match held today, Scotland has set a victory target of 195 runs before Nepal. Scotland batting first after winning the toss at Tribhuvan University International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur was all out for 194 runs in 39.1 overs. Meanwhile, the national cricket team's leg spinner Sandeep Lamisan has set a record in the one-day international cricket. Lamisan has set a new record by breaking the record for the fastest 150 wickets in one-day international cricket, previously held by Australian player Mitchell Starc. Sandeep broke the record after taking 3 wickets for Nepal in the ICC World Cup League 2 match against Scotland at the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today. Sandeep succeeded in taking 150 wickets in 73 ODIs. Starc had achieved this milestone in 77 matches. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran the clock is ticking as talks to bring the war to an end have stalled, the BBC reports. They better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them, he wrote on his Truth Social platform. The message came as the president spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday, the Times of Israel reported, citing Netanyahu's office. Iranian media, meanwhile, reported the U.S. had failed to make any concrete concessions in its response to Tehran's latest proposal to end the conflict. A lack of promise from Washington would lead to an impasse in the negotiations, the semi-official Mehr News agency reported. The president warned earlier this week that truce was on massive life support after rejecting Tehran's demands, labeling them totally unacceptable. China will buy at least $17 billion US worth of agricultural goods from the United States annually following U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping's summit in Beijing, according to White House. China will make the purchase through 2028 with the 2026 target applying to the remainder of the year on a proportional basis, according to a fact sheet released on Sunday. The White House has said that the deal is in addition to China's commitment to buy at least 87 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans, which was made at Trump and Xi's summit in South Korea in October. China will also restore market access for U.S. beef by renewing the expired listings for more than 400 production facilities and resume imports of poultry farms from state determined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi province and Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Madhya province and the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions are likely to remain partly cloudy, while the remaining Tarai region is expected to remain mainly fair. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi province and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of lightning and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in Madhya province, the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. Temperatures are likely to rise in the Tarai regions of Sudur Pashchim and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting commences amid Trump Sanskriti Party's protest. Kamirita Sherpa and Lakpa Sherpa break their own records, scaling Mount Everest. Prime Minister Balendra Shah commends the Sherpa community's contribution to Nepal's mountaineering history. Nepal government introduces a strategy to provide electric stoves with subsidy to reduce mounting cost for LP gas imports. And U.S. President Trump warns the clock is ticking for Iran as peace progress stalls. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.